And now this is a dictation for Robert Nieman, N-I-E-M-A-N, December 30, 52. Address as a letter to Troy, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V as in Victor, A-K, P-A-C, 583-1914. Dear Troy, follow up Mr. Nieman, advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, metabolic acidosis, last visit in May, no hospital visit, urine flow decreased, nocturia, some urgency but no incontinence, cloudiness or blood, or urinary retention, numbness on the feet but no ulcers or worsening of claudication, a stable dyspnea and chest pain, worsening dyspnea and chest pain on less distance, like a quarter of a mile to a mile, changing cardiology to Dr. Pakis, P-A-C-I-S, no orthopnea PND, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis. Medication list review. I will highlight nitrates, losartan, running off bicarbonate, anticoagulated Eliquis, cholesterol, diabetes management on insulin. Today weight 204, blood pressure nurse 146.52, lungs are clear, no gross respiratory distress, no pericardial wrap, no evidence of ascites, no major edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine 2.45, slowly progressive over time. GFR 27, stage 4. Present electrolytes normal, mild metabolic acidosis, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH mild elevated, no gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4. No indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We do plans for dialysis, education, AV fistula for GFR around 20 or below. Running out of bicarbonate, we will see if he's able to keep bicarbonate above 20. If not, we're going to restart it. He was told by insurance that the alternative is to use TAMS. We are not using TAMS for gastritis or indigestion, we are using bicarbonate for the purpose of metabolic acidosis. If we have to restart it, we will fight the insurance company. There is minor secondary hyperparathyroidism, has not required phosphorus binders, other chemistries are stable, no need for EPO treatment, to see cardiology for worsening of symptoms, clinically no evidence of pleural effusion, pulmonary congestion or severe arrhythmia, remains anticoagulated, no active bleeding, come back on the next 4 to 6 months, end of dictation.